good day, everybody. Welcome to our daily podcast. This is Pastor Tim Karskaden here, Christian Center Shreveport. So glad you joined us today. Yesterday we shared the dream about how God is about to drain the swamp. Today we're going to build on that, a more sure word, an accurate word to remove all delays for the season ahead. All right, let's press in.
The time, but it's not now. Sometimes you gotta go.
Amen. That's where we are right now, right? Moving, declaring the word of the Lord. Well, welcome. It's Wednesday. It's the 13th day of March 2024. So glad you're joining us. As this is being played on the 13th, hopefully, I'm recording it a day ahead, but we are on a plane heading toward Japan. We're heading to Tokyo, and then we're on to Osaka. We're taking a team there to pour out into the Japanese people, but also to build what God has commissioned us to do, our ministry to Asia. We're so excited about what the Lord has told us to do, and given us the grace to do in that culture, as God has a plan all the way to Jerusalem, from Asia to Jerusalem. It's called Back to Jerusalem. There's a whole movement of people in Asia who are being used to spread that good news. There are people in China who actually are basically selling themselves into slavery in the Middle East to work in those Arab countries in order to spread the gospel. So there's some amazing work going on among the Asian people, and we just want to be a part of it because the Lord has commissioned us to. Well, let's build on what we talked about yesterday. I shared the dream called Draining the Swamp. As I saw this flood, the enemy had sinned against America, but also the world. And then all of a sudden, I believe it was the Lord, pulls the plug, and the flood of attack gets drained. And there, we move back to a level of normalcy, which is exciting in light of the turmoil and the uncertainty of the day. Now, biblically and historically, you'll see the cultures and generations go through these cycles where it's just utter chaos for X amount of years and maybe decades. And then all of a sudden, everything calms down. You go back to some normalcy and God builds something. Usually the crisis ends, the birthing of something happens, a move of God, and we move forward. You see that in the seven church ages of Revelation chapter 2 and 3. Each age there, when you start Church of Ephesus and you end in the Church of Laodicea, is an age, and it's called a church age, we call it that. And it actually has specific times that you see a move of God in a certain time, where it gets difficult. God, boom, it ends, and then God births something new, fresh, refreshing. You go through, it grows, it advances, the enemy gets in. That's why Jesus said in those stories or those messages or letters to the churches, this I have against you. This you're doing right, but this I have against you. So you'll see what happens. Leaven gets in, and eventually God has to close out that age and birth a new age. And we're in one of those times where we're in the turmoil of this I have against you, the Lord's saying, but also this you're doing right, which means we're coming to a season, I think, we're going to have a greater breakthrough. Now, as I shared the dream yesterday, it is a hopeful dream, a dream of a better future, but it also has agreed with multiple prophets who are getting some of the similar things. And that's very important. We need a clear word right now. I think that's one of the problems in the prophetic. And social media has just made it worse because everybody can jump on and give their prophetic. And some of it's God, some of it's not. Some of it's soulish. Some of it's not even, it's from the dark side. I mean, just going to be honest with you, it's all around. So that's why we try to help you on this platform to vet, give you good names of good people that we know are vetted, have a history of being accurate, and are partnering with the body of Christ. I think that's one of the big things. The main groups that we're seeing are being targeted by people like Mario Murillo and others and calling them out are pretty much lone rangers. They're not connected. They don't have anybody speaking into their life as a whole. The apostolic alignments, they're not there, that they have a platform because there many of them are just telling you what you want to hear. Isaiah 30 talks about that. He prophesied to us fantasies. We want to hear some good stuff. And we have a lot of that, especially in the political arena. People are prophesying this politician is going to fall or this politician is going to get in office. And, you know, we've seen the things. Trump's going to take over. He's going to run Biden out of the White House and all this stuff. And then they get massive followings. And they're just not accurate. They're wrong. Well, in this dream, I want to say this. The Lord just spoke to me as I said, Lord, what should I add to what I gave yesterday? And the Lord says, assure the people, because we're seeing timelines from the Lord, multiple prophets, multiple ministries, and everybody that's, it's interesting. The people that are prophesying this stuff are well connected, are in apostolic alignments, are having their words judged, just doing everything prophetic protocol should call you to do, and we're all basically getting the same things, which is very, very encouraging for us. And the Lord said to me, tell my people this will not be delayed. You know, do our part. He's going to do his, and then we're going to move forward. Now, during biblical times, the sounding of a trumpet was crucial. Everybody in Israel, their lives depended upon the clarity of the sound so that the people would know how to prepare themselves. Even in war times, where in our cavalry in America, you had a bugler, and he would bugle whether it's retreat, advance, return, whatever, and he had to be clear. If he didn't blow his bugle right, then there was confusion among the soldiers. And that's the way Israel was. There was a trumpet sound of war, another trumpet sound for a holy convocation. And our call right now is that our trumpet call needs to be clear, concise, and accurate. And this is going to eliminate a lot of the confusion that we're seeing right now. As long as these false voices and these false trumpet sounds are being embraced, the more confusion it incurs. And the best way to deal with that is if you know it's not God, there's proof that it's not accurate, then just don't listen to it. That'll dry it up, and we'll move on to those that are hearing better, and we'll start adhering to those. Excuse me. Our generation is desperate for a pure word, a more sure word of prophecy. I am. And we've got to get improvement in that area, and I think we are. I think we're at a moment, this moment in time where God is doing that through these revelations. The Lord is emphasizing his desire to provide spiritual insight and to meet the need and the challenge. In essence, the Lord desires to remove leaven from our prophetic insight so that we see more clearly the path ahead and necessarily preparation to cooperate with him. That's what we're doing right now. Now, the scripture the Lord gave me was Ezekiel chapter 12, and I've used it before, but during the prophetic ministry of Ezekiel, there were many people that were falsely prophesying, like we're doing right now. We're seeing a lot. False visions and utterances. And in a sense, the prophetic waters were polluted by what? The agendas of men, the souls of men. And so the Lord promised a time of restoration when really gallant men and women would stand before God and say only what he is saying. And Ezekiel recorded that. When we get into the passage here of Ezekiel 12, he says, son of man, what is this proverb you people have concerning the land of Israel, saying the days are long and every vision fails? Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord God. Now, here, let's just pause there for a second, because the Lord's speaking to Ezekiel here, and he's telling, what is this proverb that I'm hearing? Proverbs are sayings that become traditions or become part of the culture. Now, we have the Book of Proverbs, but you have Chinese Proverbs, you got Yiddish Proverbs, you get all these, and they're good sayings sometimes. But now you have a proverb saying this, the people were saying, the days are long and every vision fails. That became the known thing to requote in the society. Oh, we've heard that before. That's a better way of putting it. But the Lord said, therefore say to them, this is what I say, he says, I make this proverb cease so that they will no longer use it as a proverb in Israel, but then tell them the days draw near as well as the fulfillment of every vision. For there will no longer be any false vision or flattering divination. Get that? Flattering divination. It's a strong word. Within the house of Israel. For I, the Lord, will speak. And whatever word I speak will be performed. It will no longer be delayed. For in your days, O rebellious house, I will speak the word and perform it, declares the Lord God. Ezekiel 12, 22 through 25. Now, this is very interesting, the passage here. And the entire body of Christ worldwide needs to experience this measure of wisdom and understanding to discern his voice and be separated from those who are prophesying out of the soul or out of divination. Now, divination in the prophetic comes, Ira Milligan was teaching this to us recently. He said, competition in the prophetic, especially, is the greatest place for this spirit of divination to come in. Because what are you going to do? You're going to compete. I'm going to get a better word. So this guy has a dream, I'll get a better dream. This guy's prophesying that this is going to happen in the world, I'll prophesy something better. And so you feel competed. You compete. And so what happens, like you go to bed and you have this, Lord, give me a dream, or I want a dream for about this. This person prophesied, I got to get ahead of him, whatever. Well, the devil hears that prayer and he'll send you a second heaven dream. And then you prophesy. This is the danger here. The scripture says in John 10, 27, 28, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they will follow me. And I give eternal life to them and they will never perish and no one will snatch them out of their hand. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. There he goes. If you're a true sheep, you'll know his voice and he'll know yours and he'll know you. And he knows you because you follow him. Okay, so the spirit of revelation is fundamentally essential for the eradication of this blindness, this stupor that's come on some of us in the body of Christ who are not hearing clearly. Without God's illumination, we are doomed to repeating past mistakes and failures. Moses' generation missed their door of opportunity. I gave that word about Kadesh Barnea. Because they did not possess eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to understand God's purpose, Deuteronomy 29:4. And we have got to look. I've been prophesying this. We are at Kadesh Barnea again. And we are going to be those two spies. And I'm here today to tell you we're those two spies today. Us as a group, 318 group. We're all the two spies. The Lord has given a timeline. April is going to start real chaos. It's going to last for 40 weeks until something is birthed. And then it'll even go longer as we go through this process. And it looks like the timeline right now is July 2025 before things get back to some normalcy. So we got another year and a half of utter chaos, absolute chaos in the earth. So don't be surprised by that. But let's agree with the word of the Lord. Okay. He's not going to delay in this word. Let's believe that we're not going to wait till August or October 2025 or 26 or something like that to see this word fulfilled. Don't get a proverb like, oh, we've heard this before. No, let's come into agreement. Let's agree with what we shared yesterday, that God's going to pull the plug on the enemy and the flood of things that he's sent against us and the body of Christ and the world. It's going to be drained out. And what's going to happen, all the stuff that's in that water that was from the enemy, the polluted water, the polluted prophetic, the polluted everything is going to be drained out. And God says, it will not be delayed any longer. Whatever, it says here, whatever, let me go on. None of my words will be delayed any longer. Whatever word I speak will be performed. Let's agree with that. And we're going to agree that God's going to pull the plug. That's what we're going to build on dreams yesterday. Now there's others. Dutch Sheets and Chuck says that in April, the Lord is going to start unraveling the plans of the enemies. So what are we going to do? We're going to decree that. You have a right. The prophetic, if you believe that's the word of the Lord, which I believe it is, we decree the unraveling begins. Lord, we decree that the plans that you have to pull the plug on the swamp of darkness and the flood of issues against us is coming to pass. We say you will not delay. It will come in your timing. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. All right, see you tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening each and every day with us here on our daily podcast. As we shared today and each and every day, we'd like you to share these stories or these prophetic insights with others so we can build an army to fight against the plans of the enemy in this hour. Thank you for supporting us. So many of you give to our ministry online. We thank you for that. You do that online and on an app or on our website. We bless you with that. Be encouraged today. We love you, and we look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.